Kona Community Hospital is a 94-bed state-run hospital. It's a trauma level 3 facility, so is Hilo Medical Center. More serious cases are taken to Maui Memorial Medical Center or to Queens Hospital, the state's only level 2 trauma center. Kona Hospital CEO Jay Cruiser says transportation has become easier.
Since February, we have a dedicated helicopter for transfers between Kona Community Hospital and hospitals in Maui and Oahu. There's a team of flights and medics. So they can be at the hospital in 10 minutes. They can be in Maui in 35 minutes and Honolulu in 70 minutes. And that compares to ground transport to the airport, get on an air ambulance, ground transport to another hospital, that would typically take 4 to 6 hours.
Last year, more than 360 patients were taken from Kona Hospital to Maui or Oahu. A major concern nationwide is hospital-acquired infections. Cruiser says Kona Hospital has taken aggressive steps to prevent infection.
We have a full-time infection control nurse. All employees go through infection control orientation. For 2012, we had a decline in total infections. We have not had MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, infections for 572 days.
Cruiser says the overall infection rate in the hospital is less than 1%. Zeeshan Chisti with State Department of Health says Hawaii's hospital infection rates are among the lowest in the country. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.